Good evening and welcome to the Thursday edition of Market Mantra, the program in which we give you a complete update on the economic, business and stock market news of the day. My name is Rajesh Lake and with me is my co-anchor in Hindi, Nikhil.
नमस्कार. मार्केट मंत्र कार्यक्रम में आप सभी का स्वागत है. आज के अंक में देश विदेश की आर्थिक गतिविधियों के साथ साथ शेयर बाजार की हलचल पर हम नजर डालेंगे और चर्चा करेंगे. चर्चा के लिए आज हमारे साथ स्टूडियो में है वरिष्ठ आर्थिक विश्लेषक पुनीत जैन जी. पुनीत जी, कार्यक्रम में आपका बहुत बहुत स्वागत है.
पुनीत,
थैंक यू.
और सबसे पहले एक नजर डालते हैं आज की आर्थिक सुर्खियों पर अंग्रेजी में हेडलाइंस के साथ राजेश लेख से.
डोमेस्टिक बेंचमार्क इंडेक्सेस क्रैश ओवर 1%, सेंसेक्स प्लंजेस नियरली 1000 पॉइंट्स एंड निफ्टी sheds over 1%. Medical device sector is a sunrise sector, says Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare Anupriya Patel. Coal imports decline over 3% during April-October period in the current financial year. And in forex market, rupee breaches the 85 rupees mark to close at an all-time low of 85.08 against the US dollar.
घरेलू शेयर बाजार में 1% से अधिक की गिरावट. सेंसेक्स में लगभग 1000 अंकों का नुकसान और निफ्टी भी 1% से ज्यादा लुढ़का. स्वास्थ्य और परिवार कल्याण राज्य मंत्री अनुप्रिया पटेल ने कहा, मेडिकल डिवाइस एक उभरता हुआ क्षेत्र है. चालू वित्त वर्ष की अप्रैल से अक्टूबर की अवधि में कोयले के आयात में 3% से ज्यादा की कमी और फॉरेक्स मार्केट में रुपया आज डॉलर के मुकाबले अब तक के सबसे निचले स्तर 85.08 प्रति डॉलर के स्तर पर पहुंचा. अमेरिका में फेड रेट कट लुकआउट के बाद आज भारतीय शेयर बाजार में सेंसेक्स और निफ्टी में 1% से ज्यादा की गिरावट देखी गई. ये घरेलू बाजारों में मंदी का लगातार चौथा सत्र है. सेंसेक्स आज 964 अंक यानी 1.2% नीचे आकर 79,218 पर बंद हुआ, जबकि निफ्टी 247 अंक यानी 1.02% लुढ़कने के बाद 23,951 पर पहुंच गया. मिड कैप और स्मॉल कैप सेगमेंट ने लार्ज कैप से बेहतर प्रदर्शन किया. बीएससी मिड कैप सूचकांक में 0.30% की सुस्ती आई, जबकि बीएससी स्मॉल कैप इंडेक्स में 0.28% की गिरावट देखी गई. सेंसेक्स सूचकांक में 30 में से 27 कंपनियां नीचे आ गई. बीएससी के सेक्टोरल सूचकांकों में से 20 में से केवल एक सेक्टर ही हरे निशान के साथ बंद हुआ. नेशनल स्टॉक एक्सचेंज में 76 कंपनियों ने अपने 52 सप्ताह के उच्चतम स्तर को छुआ, जबकि 50 ने अपने 52 सप्ताह के निचले स्तर को छुआ.
Domestic benchmark indices, Sensex and Nifty, crashed over 1% each today following the US Fed rate cut outlook. This marks the fourth consecutive session of losses for Indian markets. The Sensex closed 964 points or 1.2% down at 79,218, while the Nifty 50 settled 247 points or 1.02% lower at 23,951. The BSE Mid-Cap Index declined 0.30%, while the BSE Small-Cap Index dropped 0.28%. In the Sensex Index, 27 out of 30 companies ended lower. In the top laggards, Bajaj Finserv slumped 2.5%, JSW Steel lost 2.33%, Asian Paints dropped more than 2%. Conversely, among the top gainers, Sun Pharma gained over 1%, while Hindustan Unilever and Power Grid rose marginally. In sectoral indices at the BSE, only one out of 20 sectors traded in the positive territory. In the top laggards, IT, BankEx and financial services shed over 1% each. Meanwhile, healthcare was the only sector that gained today. The overall market breadth at the BSE was negative as shares of 2,315 companies declined and 1,680 advanced, while 100 remained unchanged. unchanged. At the National Stock Exchange, 76 companies hit their 52-week high, while 50 hit their 52-week low.
अंतर बैंकिंग विदेशी मुद्रा बाजार में आज अमरीकी डॉलर के मुकाबले रुपया 14 पैसे की गिरावट से 85.08 रुपए के स्तर पर बंद हुआ। विश्व की छह प्रमुख मुद्राओं के तुलना में डॉलर की मजबूती दर्शाने वाला डॉलर इंडेक्स अंतर दिवसीय कारोबार में 107.93% के पर कारोबार कर रहा था। पुनीत जी, कार्यक्रम में एक बार फिर आपका बहुत बहुत स्वागत है, और सबसे पहले मैं आपसे यही जानना चाहूंगा कि कौन से ऐसे बड़े कारण रहे जिसकी वजह से आज निवेशकों के लगभग 3.76 लाख करोड़ रुपए डूब गए।
तो निखिल, आपने सही कहा, और आज काफी भारी गिरावट हमने बाजारों में देखी। हालांकि मैं ये कहूंगा कि जब आज शुरुआती दौर में जब बाजार खुला तो हमें ऐसी आशंका थी कि बाजार में और भी ज्यादा गिरावट आ सकती है। तो मुझे लगता है भारत के बाजारों ने आज काफी अच्छा प्रदर्शन किया है। अगर इसको कंपेयर करें हम कि जो अमेरिका में हुआ कल रात को, वहां पर करीब 3.5% जो इंडेक्सेस थे उसमें फॉल आया। तो आपको मालूम है जैसे कि अमेरिका में कल रात को इंटरेस्ट रेट कट किया यूएस फेडरल रिजर्व ने, लेकिन साथ में उन्होंने ये कहा कि आने वाले वर्ष में 2025 में जो बाजार को उम्मीद थी कि ये इंटरेस्ट रेट कट्स की जो श्रृंखला है वो चलती रहेगी, उन्होंने कहा ऐसा नहीं है, हम कम कट करेंगे। 4 कट्स एक्सपेक्टेड थे, उसकी जगह उन्होंने कहा शायद वो 1 या 2 कट अगले साल करेंगे। बाजारों को इससे नाउम्मीदी हुई। हमने देखा कि अमेरिका के बाजार काफी गिरे, फिर आज जब सुबह सुबह एशियन मार्केट्स खुले वहां पर काफी गिरावट थी, और भारतीय बाजारों में भी हमने गिरावट देखी। तो खास तो मैं ये कहूंगा कि व्हेन अमेरिका स्नीज्ड इंडियन मार्केट्स गॉट कोल्ड, बट बेसिकली द आइडिया वाज कि पूरे विश्व के बाजारों में आज काफी सेलिंग थी।
लेकिन इसमें हम क्या ये कह सकते हैं कि ये जो भूचाल, अगर हम कहें तो भूचाल शब्द का मैं इस्तेमाल कर रहा हूँ, तो आगे क्या नुकसान दे सकता है, खासतौर पर छोटे निवेशकों के परिप्रेक्ष्य अगर हम देखें?
ठीक बात है निखिल। देखिए, मुझे लगता है कि जो इकोनॉमिक कमेंट्री आ रही है अमेरिका से, या इकोनॉमिक कमेंट्री आ रही है जनरल मैक्रो फैक्टर्स को देखकर, मुझे लगता है ये समय है थोड़ा कॉशियस होने का। तो छोटे निवेशकों के लिए मैं ये नहीं कहूंगा कि वो मायूस हो या उनको बहुत ज्यादा घबराहट हो, लेकिन ऐसे में कोई बहुत बढ़ चढ़ करके निवेश नहीं करना चाहिए। थोड़ा अगर मुनाफा है तो थोड़ा मुनाफा वसूली कर सकते हैं, तो कॉशियस रहना चाहिए कुछ अगले कुछ महीनों के लिए।
सो कंबाइंड विद दिस, द बैंक ऑफ जापान पुनीत आल्सो डिडन्ट डू एनीथिंग व्हेन इट केम टू its interest rates, and also the Bank of England has kept it at 4.75%. So, उनसे कुछ नहीं सीखने की आवाज आई।
So Rajesh, you're right. I mean, first of course, in Japan, what we expected was they might ease liquidity a little bit, because there has been some liquidity crunch in Japan. They didn't do anything, they just stood pat. England also, Bank of England had their meeting later in the afternoon, and they also decided not to tinker with interest rates. Basically, Rajesh, what is happening is that central banks are indicating that they are apprehensive about inflation rate ticking up next year, and therefore I think they are taking a cautious stance. Of course, the US has been at the forefront of increasing liquidity, cutting interest rates, and they also kind of indicated that they will be cautious. So I think overall, if you look at central banks across the world, in US, in Japan, in England, even in India, we had some CRR cut which increased liquidity, but they did not cut rates. So I think mostly central banks are taking a cautious view right now. Markets are still in a euphoric state in most of the countries, particularly America. And therefore, I think central banks want to take it easy. They don't want to feed this market frenzy.
So as we're discussing, markets have been quite volatile for the last couple of months. There have been multiple reasons behind it. And we also talked about weak earnings was there. Valuations were expensive. There were outflows. Now, how do you see, Puneet, the market expert, the markets at this juncture? Are earnings expected to pick up in the third quarter? Are valuations, will the valuations get reasonable going forward, or should I say after corrections? What are your views on the market now?
So, Rajesh, So second quarter numbers are before us. We know that the second quarter numbers were not as per expectations. They were much lower than expectation. And of course, we have the GDP data. We know the Indian economy was not, kind of roaring in the second quarter. We had below expectation readings. But what we have heard from policymakers, from bankers, from industry experts, is that the economy is slightly gradually picking up now. So I expect the third quarter and fourth quarter quarter earnings to be better than second quarter. However, we should remember that the markets still are at a very, very high level. They're about 7-8% below the all-time high levels that we had just a few months back. But I think even at current levels, the price earning multiples are not in comfort zones. Price earning multiples are still closer to 25, 26, as the average is about 20 odd for the markets. So my guess is that it will take some time. I do not expect a very major crash in the markets unless there's a global meltdown. But I think there will be a time-bound correction. So the year 2025 is the year for the investors not to take a breath, because we have had this runaway success and now we've seen people earning a lot of money, returns being very, very handsome. But I think this is the time to take a step back to digest these gains. So my advice is that yes, we will see some downturn in markets. We'll see some weaker sentiment, but the consolidation. But I think
so. In such a scenario, what should an investor be doing? You said they should take a breather.
So, Rajesh, I think investors should not be very aggressive investing. So if you have a systematic investment plan, I think that should continue. One should continue to stay in the markets in terms of investing gradually. But this is not the time to be adventurous. No, we don't put in lump sums of money in this market. We will wait for better valuations. I think the long-term prospects of the market are still very good. But if we kind of invest gradually through the market in a systematic manner, I think that will be better.
SIPs should continue. So let me put one more question to you. Given that the capital expenditure, I think, will come into play and will pick up in the coming days, and the rural demand will also be better, what do you expect the second half to be?
So, most of the heavy lifting for the economy, I think, will be done, as you said, by government-driven capital expenditure, CAPEX. In fact, we know that because of election season in the first quarter, and then, of course, there's a spillover effect. So, the first half of the year, we did not see very aggressive expenditure by the government. And mostly, government expenditure drives economy to a very large extent. We also saw a slowdown in the rural consumption in the first half. The commentary that we're getting is that government expenditure is picking up. So, that should play into the economy growth story in the second half, and also the consumption story from rural sector that is also doing better. So my guess is that while urban consumption was the driver of economic growth in the past few years, I think government capex and rural demand will definitely look better this year. And agricultural numbers that we are getting are also very good. So my sense is that now heavy lifting will be done by rural demand and by government capex.
So how worried will you be with the auto numbers not doing so good, particularly the two-wheelers?
So Rajesh, as an economist, I can tell you that we look at this advanced indicators, and automobile sales are one of the most reliable advanced indicator of a macroeconomic activity. So clearly the fall in automobile sale numbers, two wheelers, four wheelers, and as you said, two wheelers are really, they give us an idea about the rural consumption. Right. They tell us about what is happening at the lower income bracket, and slowdown there is definitely a matter of concern. So I'm not sanguine about it that we are kind of we will keep growing. We need to work on it, but we have a good story. We have a strong consumption story. Economic growth is still very good. We expect it to be between 6.5 and 7 this year, which is a pretty good number. But yes, we need to be cautious about it, and we need to really look at it proactively.
Puneet, dollar index aur Amerikki bond yield ki agar hum baat kare to uchhal jo raha kaafi asar dal raha hai, aur Bharat ke liye FIS ke point of view se dekhe to hum lagatar bikwali bhi dekh rahe hain, to aage ka asar aapko kya lagta hai ki aur bhi bikwali hone ki sambhavna hai?
To dekhiye Nikhil, jaise aapne zikr kiya dollar index ka, to dollar index darshata hai ki agar dollar index badhta hai to dollar ki kimte badhti hain, baki currencies ki kimte girti hain.
Ji,
dollar index kareeb kareeb 108 ke star par aa gaya hai. Record पिछले, मैं कहूंगा कि 7-8 वर्षों में, ये चार पांच वर्षों में काफी बड़ा रिकॉर्ड है, ऊंचा स्तर है, और इसके चलते सभी इमर्जिंग मार्केट करेंसीज में काफी गिरावट आई है. 5-6% सभी करेंसीज जो इमर्जिंग मार्केट करेंसीज गिरी है. भारतीय करेंसी जो रूपी है, आपने बताया कि आज 85 रुपया क्रॉस हुआ, वो फिर भी आउट परफॉर्मर है, सिर्फ 3% उसमें फॉल आया है, जो कि एक अच्छी चीज है. तो जब भी डॉलर इंडेक्स बढ़ता है तो FIIs सेलिंग करते हैं, क्योंकि उनकी जो निवेश है वो डॉलर में है, तो उसको उनको नुकसान होता है डॉलर के बढ़ने से. दूसरा, दूसरा जो बॉन्ड यील्ड आपने बताई, देखिए ये बॉन्ड यील्ड अब जो 10 ईयर बॉन्ड यील्ड है यूएसए में 4.5% कल पहुंच गई, वो क्योंकि एक्सपेक्टेशन है कि वहां इंटरेस्ट रेट अब और नहीं कटेंगे। ये दोनों ही चीजें इमर्जिंग मार्केट इक्विटीज के लिए नेगेटिव है। तो हमने देख रहे हैं कि यहां पर दोनों डॉलर इंडेक्स के बढ़ने से और बॉन्ड यील्ड के बढ़ने से अमेरिका में 10 ईयर बॉन्ड यील्ड के बढ़ने से उसका नेगेटिव असर भारतीय बाजारों में सभी बाजारों में आता है और यहां पर एफआईआई सेलिंग करते हैं। तो यदि ये बॉन्ड यील्ड बढ़ती रहती है और इंडेक्स और तेज होता है डॉलर इंडेक्स, तो मुझे लगता है कि और सेलिंग आ सकती है।
यू थिंक दिस सिग्निफिकेंट ड्रॉप इन द लोकल करेंसी इज आल्सो बिकॉज़ ऑफ द हॉकिश स्टैंस?
एब्सोल्युटली, एब्सोल्युटली, इट इज, देयर इज नो डाउट अबाउट इट। द वेरी फैक्ट दैट द फेड विल नॉट कट रेट्स अग्रेसिवली, द वेरी फैक्ट दैट द डॉलर इंडेक्स इज गोइंग अप इन एंटीसिपेशन ऑफ द अपकमिंग ट्रंप्स इकोनॉमिक एजेंडा, बिकॉज डॉलर इंडेक्स इज गॉन अप बिकॉज ऑफ दैट, आफ्टर हिज इलेक्शन द इंडेक्स इज रियली गॉन अप।
सो इट विल रिमेन लाइक दिस टिल जन 20?
I think so. I think till Jan 20, a lot of expectations are playing into the market. After January 20, we'll know the reality. What really happens? Because usually we find the markets go up in anticipation and they come down after that. So my sense also is that after 20th January, we'll probably see the dollar weaken and the dollar index will come down. But until then, there's this risk.
As I ask all my experts, so you think there's going to be a tariff war post that?
I don't think there'll be a war, because see, as it is, if you see the dollar go up, it creates a natural barrier to imports, because things do become more expensive naturally. If my domestic currency goes higher, my imports become more expensive. So dollar index going up has already imposed 3-5% tariffs in a way, indirectly, on imports into America. But definitely, I think President Trump will impose tariffs on China. His policies will definitely be restrictive in terms of trade policy. But I think eventually, everybody says that he's a pragmatic man. I mean, he's ultimately a businessman. And he will see to it that it doesn't come to a halt. I mean, world trade doesn't get harmed beyond a point.
But he's indicated towards India also.
Yeah, so I don't think he's choosing between friends and foes right now. No, he has a domestic agenda, he has a domestic policy. Yeah. I think he's focusing on that.
Puneet, वापस DIS पर आते हैं। IPOs को लेकर के काफी उत्साह देखा गया और बहुत सारे IPOs अभी आए और आने वाले भी हैं, लेकिन मार्केट के जो सेंटिमेंट्स हैं उन्हें देख करके आपको क्या लगता है?
निखिल, देखिए, अभी तक जो IPOs आए हैं उनका प्रदर्शन बहुत सारा है, बल्कि कल बाजारों में करीब 3-4 नए शेयर्स लिस्ट हुए थे, सभी में ऊपर के सर्किट लगे थे। तो क्लियरली अभी भी एंथुसियास्टिक है इन्वेस्टर्स, रिटेल इन्वेस्टर्स। पर मुझे लगता है कि देखिए, मार्केट सेंटिमेंट अगर वीक होता है, ब्रॉडर इंडेक्स और बाकी शेयर्स सस्ते मिलते हैं हमको, तो आप आईपीओ में महंगे शेयर्स क्यों खरीदेंगे? लगता है हमें यहाँ पर बहुत ज्यादा तेजी से है, तो डेफिनेटली बाजार की गिरने से आईपीओ पे फर्क पड़ेगा और वो स्लो डाउन आएगा वहां पर।
जी, अगली खबर पे नजर डालते हैं। अमेरिकी फेडरल रिजर्व के सख्त रुख के बाद आज प्रमुख एशियाई सूचकांकों में गिरावट आई, जिससे बाजार को झटका लगा। दक्षिण कोरिया का कॉस्ट भी लगभग 2% नीचे आ गया। जापान के निक्केई सूचकांक में 0.6% की गिरावट दर्ज की गई। हांगकांग के हैंगसेंग सूचकांक में 0.5% से अधिक और सिंगापुर का स्ट्रेट्स टाइम्स सूचकांक 0.4% नीचे आ गया। वहीं चीन के शंघाई कंपोजिट इंडेक्स में 0.36% की सुस्ती देखी गई। यूरोप के तीनों प्रमुख बाजारों में भी गिरावट देखने को मिली। समाचार लिखे जाने तक फ्रांस का कैक 40 और लंदन का फुटसी 100 लगभग 1.5% नीचे पहुंच गए और जर्मनी के डेक्स में 1.26% की गिरावट आई।
The major US stocks finished lower on yesterday, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average posting its worst day in over 4 months after the Federal Reserve decided to lower its benchmark interest rate by 25 basis points, but reduced its forecast for further rate cuts in 2025. The Dow fell 2.6%, S&P 500 declined nearly 3%, and the Nasdaq Composite tumbled nearly 3.6%. As we communicated earlier, the U.S. Federal Reserve announced to cut interest rates by 25 basis points or 0.25% last night. The U.S. Central Bank signaled a slower pace of cuts ahead, triggering a sharp sell-off in the key financial markets. The Fed announced in a statement that policymakers voted 11-1 to lower the central bank's key lending rate between 4.25% to 4.5%. This is the U.S. Central Bank's third straight policy reduction in 2024. U.S. Fed Chair Jeremy Powell, led rate setting panel, now envisions only 2 rate cuts in 2025. The latest U.S. inflation prints revealed that consumer prices still remain elevated in the world's largest economy. So could it not have been, Puneet, status quo maintained now, not lowering, and then perhaps 4 rate cuts in 2025?
Not really. In fact, if you see, there was one dissenter in this, and he wanted to retain the rates now, and out of 12, one member wanted to keep.
My language.
there's one Federal Reserve Chairman, Governor, who said that he wanted to keep rates lower now, keep rates stable at present levels, and then later increase the pace of cuts. But I think the Fed chair went for meeting the market expectations. If he had not acted in this meeting, I think markets would have fallen even further and would have destabilized the macroeconomy.
Okay. What could change their stance? The inflation coming down,
clearly,
of course.
Clearly. I think they have all of the numbers right. They have economic growth, which is very good. They have employment still very robust in America. I think the only concern is inflation. And if inflation comes down significantly between now and the next meeting, which is in March now, end of February, then I think they might go ahead and cut rates more aggressively.
So what should India or Indian markets or Indian experts be doing in this scenario?
So, see, RBI, clearly, I mean, given the economic growth situation, RBI would have wanted to cut rates. The problem is that if you cut interest rates in India now, the rupee will fall even further. So we have this, we are walking this fine line where if you cut rates too much, you jeopardize the currency stability. If you do not cut rates, then the growth will get affected to some extent. So RBI has its job cut out, and we have a new RBI governor. So it will be interesting to see how the new RBI governor really acts.
But with the CRR, increasing the liquidity in the banking system, will that help in the consumption story?
Definitely. So there was a clear deficit, liquidity deficit in the banking system. So we had this interest CRR cut, which will add about 1 lakh crore in the banking system liquidity. It is not much, actually, honestly. It will help, but it is not significant. I think if we need to see a major pickup in economic growth, we will need interest rate cuts.
Okay. Moving on, Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare, Anupriya Patel, today said that country's medical device sector is a sunrise sector because of its immense growth potential driven by healthcare needs, technological innovations, government support, and emerging market opportunities. Addressing a health summit under the theme Transforming Healthcare for Viksit Bharat 2047, in New Delhi, she said that India is the fourth largest medical devices market in Asia. The minister informed that the size of the Indian medical devices sector is estimated to be around $14 billion and it is expected to grow to $30 billion by 2030. Now, the figures are quite encouraging and we are at the forefront.
Clearly, Rajesh, I think it's a great opportunity. First of all, much of manufacturing is now shifting to India. Fortunately, we have lagged in manufacturing for many, many decades. So we are beginning to pick it up. Plus, we have this expertise in software and in AI, which I think will play a major role for India to do this.
Okay. Moving on, the coal imports during April-October period of the current financial year experienced a notable decrease of 3.1%, reaching 149.39 million tons compared to 154.17 metric tons in the corresponding period of last year. As per the data released by the Ministry of Coal today, the non-regulated sector, other than power, witnessed a more significant drop of 8.8% during April-October 2024 as compared to the same period of last year. This decline underscores India's steadfast commitment to achieving self-sufficiency in coal production and reducing reliance on imports. However, the ministry's print highlights that coal-based power generation rose 3.87% in the April-October period of the current fiscal year.
और अगली खबर पे नजर डालते हैं. आयकर विभाग ने कल तक वित्त वर्ष 2024-25 के लिए 19,21,000 करोड़ रुपए का प्रत्यक्ष कर संग्रह किया है. यह कर संग्रह पिछले वित्त वर्ष की इसी अवधि की तुलना में 20% अधिक है. इसमें 9,24,000 करोड़ रुपए से अधिक के निगमित कर और 9,53,000 करोड़ रुपए के गैर निगमित कर शामिल है. आयकर विभाग ने कल तक 3,38,000 करोड़ रुपए से अधिक के रिफंड भी जारी किए हैं. शुद्ध प्रत्यक्ष कर में 16% से अधिक की वृद्धि के साथ 15,82,000 करोड़ रुपए से ज्यादा का संग्रह सर्वे किया गया। पुनीत जी, आंकड़े आपको किस तरह से नजर आते हैं?
देखिए निखिल, ये आंकड़े काफी इंकरेजिंग है क्योंकि 16% ग्रोथ इनकम टैक्स में ओवरऑल हमने देखी है नेट कलेक्शन में, और जबकि हमने देखा था पहला हाफ जो था वो थोड़ा स्लो डाउन था वहां पर, तो मुझे आशंका थी कि ये टैक्स कलेक्शन कम होंगी, लेकिन जो एडवांस टैक्स कलेक्शन आई है ये मुझे लगता है काफी अच्छी कलेक्शन नंबर्स है ये।
Oil prices fell today after the US Federal Reserve signaled it would slow the pace of interest rate cuts in 2025, which could hurt economic growth, reduce fuel demand, and strengthen the dollar. Brent crude was trading down at $73.11 per barrel. WTI crude was also down 0.23% at $70.42 per barrel, according to the latest reports. So, how do you see the crude prices? One good thing it has done, what Fed has done is brought the prices down. Does it augur well?
So Rajesh, it macroeconomically, yes, lower oil prices are good for us because we import 90% of our oil requirements. But I think more than that, it signals the fact that worldwide economic activity is going down. And there's that slowdown which is happening, no, which is leading to less demand and less prices. And in spite of the fact that there's a war going on in the Middle East, I think it's somewhat disconcerting. It's somewhat, you know, a matter of concern for us. But let's see how it works out.
सराफा बाजार में सोना आज गिरावट के साथ कारोबार कर रहा था। अंतिम समाचार मिलने तक भारत में 24 कैरेट सोना 1% गिरकर 75,970 रुपए प्रति 10 ग्राम के स्तर पर, वहीं चांदी 3% गिरकर 87,670 रुपए प्रति किलोग्राम के स्तर पर दर्ज की गई। केंद्र सरकार ने अरुणाचल प्रदेश में सड़क विकास परियोजनाओं के लिए लगभग 400 करोड़ रुपए का आवंटन किया है। सोशल मीडिया पोस्ट में सड़क परिवहन और राजमार्ग मंत्री नितिन गडकरी ने कहा कि केंद्रीय सड़क और मूलभूत सुविधा कोष के अंतर्गत वर्ष 2024-25 के दौरान राज्य की 19 जिला सड़क विकास परियोजनाओं के लिए यह धनराशि आवंटित की गई। उन्होंने कहा कि इससे सीमावर्ती क्षेत्रों में सड़कों का विस्तार किया जाएगा और लोगों के निर्बाध आवागमन से राज्य में सामाजिक तथा आर्थिक विकास गतिविधियों को बढ़ावा मिलेगा।
Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar has made an urgent appeal to the central government to remove the 20% export duty on onions, aiming to provide much-needed relief to the state farmers. In a letter addressed to the Union Minister, Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal, Pawar outlined the difficulties faced by the onion farmers in the Nashik district, a major production area. Maharashtra, particularly Nashik district, is one of the largest onion producing regions in India. So, Puneet, this 20% export duty being waived, how will that help the farmers?
Yeah, so in the run-up to the elections and the last few months, we are expecting that inflation will go higher. Food inflation was, as it is, very high, in double digits, you know. So, and onions are a major component of it. So, we were expecting that this problem may be there if exports are there. But I think that is now under control. So, it can be removed now.
Market regulator SEBI has extended the suspension of derivatives trading in 7 agricultural commodities, including wheat and moong, till January 2025 to rein in prices. The other agricultural commodities where trading is suspended by SEBI are paddy, non-basmati, chana, crude palm oil, mustard seeds, and the derivatives, and soya bean and its derivatives. Now, this is towards reining in the inflation.
And if you have the speculative money coming to the markets, it usually increases the prices and inflation. So I think it's a good thing that they've done.
So what's your outlook in the coming days, Puneet? Where do you see the markets going? The volatility continues?
So Rajesh, I think it will be volatile for next month or so. And there will be some underlying weakness because of these macro factors which are happening, you know, interest rates and inflation and everything. But it will take a few months to consolidate. But my expectation is long-term prospects are very good. Short term, we should be cautious and take a breather. Broadly, that
and the investors should not lose heart.
No, not at all. The prospects for Indian markets are very positive in the long term. So if you are a long term investor, you need not worry. If you are a trader, then of course you have to deal with the volatility and other factors. But I think most overall, it seems to be pretty positive for India.
जी पुनीत जी, इस कार्यक्रम में शामिल होने और महत्वपूर्ण चर्चा के लिए आपका हृदय से आभार प्रकट करते हैं। बहुत-बहुत धन्यवाद।
धन्यवाद।
Thank you, Puneet, for being with us. And before we close, the headlines once again. Domestic benchmark indices crash over 1%, Sensex plunges nearly 1,000 points and Nifty sheds over 1%. Medical device sector is a sunrise sector, says Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare. Coal imports decline over 3% during April-October period in the current financial year, and in forex market, rupee breaches the 85 rupee mark to close at an all-time low of 85.08 against the US dollar. That's all we have in this edition of Market Mantra. Till tomorrow, good night. Namaskar. Market Mantra.